Kamala Harris, when propped up by the entire Democrat establishment, with carefully curated speeches, studio lighting, and devoid of all criticism, can look presidential. But as soon as she speaks off the teleprompter, it all falls apart.
The return on that investment, in terms of what that will do and what it will pay for, will be tremendous. We know that there's a great return on that investment. When we increase homeownership in America, what that means in terms of increasing the tax base, not to mention property tax base, what that does to fund schools, again, return on investment. I think it's a mistake for any person who talks about public policy to not critically evaluate how you measure a return on investment.
And that wasn't the only time.
It has to be a commitment to consistency. The United States has to be consistent. There were times when we were more engaged and we saw good results, less engaged, and we can see where the work and the partnerships then deteriorate.
As she seemingly has no idea how to make a coherent thought off the top of her head.
Knowing that you will be undefeated even if you don't win every game.
I somehow doubt the college and NFL scouts would agree on the whole losers can still be undefeated messaging, because sadly, in a meritocracy like football or any high-level competitive sport, there is no equivalence of being terrible in your position, but being 30 years old and hooking up with your 60-year-old married boss, then skyrocketing your career into the highest position in your field. So I imagine Harris's speech wasn't for those kids playing football, but more for her traditional audience of liberal men. But the Democrats seem to target a specific type of guy, and this even comes from the top of their party, which does bear a striking resemblance to other popular male figures. As CNN just openly admits, they are now the party for men with low T.
Trying to put forward male figures, Tim Walz being one of them, Doug Emhoff last night, who can speak to men out there who might not be the sort of testosterone-laden, you know, gun-toting kind of guy.
Based on voting history, it's been a known fact that liberalism has basically become feminine energy. If only women voted, landslide victories for the Democrats. And if only men voted, landslide victories for the Republicans. But for the first time, it really seems like the Democrats are almost utilizing that fact as a strategy. Isn't masculinity scary? Why be your own man when your government can be the faux father figure that takes care of you all the way past adulthood? That's why it's great we have the sponsor for today's video, Manscaped.com, the global men's lifestyle brand that is revolutionizing the landscape of men's grooming. Not only do we have the Lawnmower 5.0 Ultra that features an updated trimmer blade that cuts through hair with ease while still being gentle on your skin, which is easily swapped out with the foil blade that I use all across my arms to give my art that smooth finish without the need for a razor blade and shaving cream. Now, as this can be used everywhere, the last thing you want to do with your body trimmer is put it on your face right after. So it's perfect to pair it with the Beard Hedger that features this wide T blade and detachable guard with 20 different length options. And like the Lawnmower 5.0, the Beard Hedger is also waterproof. So bundle up and get 20% off plus free international shipping when you use promo code DECOY and head over to manscaped.com to get both the Lawnmower 5.0 Ultra with your Beard Hedger today. And it's sad, because even when Alex Stranger goes to the DNC to troll them about the prototypical Democrat voter, nobody seems to notice.
So they pronouns, like, I'm just really excited that we have, like, the first Black woman that could be the president of the United States. And, you know, like, my wife, right, we're in a polyamorous relationship. The lover that my wife took is African American, and, like, I've learned so much about the struggle that people of color go through as a result of my wife's boyfriend. And so I'm excited to really do my part to show solidarity for my marginalized communities. And, like, the best way to do that is to get the first woman of color to be the commander in chief. And I'm really excited. I'm so pumped.
As even though Alex is playing a caricature, he's not too far off from reality.
What's your favorite policy of Kamala's?
That's a hard one.
What's your favorite policy of Kamala's?
Her being president.
Really excited for her to restore reproductive rights across America.
How do you think she'll go about doing that?
I don't know.
What a fun question.
I don't know. I'm picking and choosing. I mean...
So, you have to look at it broadly, right? It's about what she stands for right now.
It's literally like watching NPCs trying to speak off script, because these aren't just normal liberal voters off the street. These are the people that are sacrificing their free time to go to Chicago and attend the DNC to see their favorite Democrats, and even if their biggest supporters of liberal politics can't seem to articulate why they support the Democrats, I don't think you have a voter base, I think you have simps. As Donald Trump took to social media to call out the DNC for literally having no vision or solutions for the country, mentioning him 147 times, but rarely any of the issues.
Donald Trump.
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 Who in the hell does he think he is? Who does he think he is?
But when it comes to themselves, all they have is the vagueness of joy.
The air of joy and freedom is up on us.
As the mainstream media marches in lockstep behind the joy labeling.
What Republicans feared the most last night was the joy.
It's interesting to know the last time a political party tried to march behind joy. As Politico reports, the Democrats want to wait until after the election to say what Kamala's policies are. Because when she does speak, it's either plagiarizing Donald Trump.
Eliminate taxes on tips for service and hospitality workers.
Or sharing her communist ideologies.
And I will work to pass the first ever federal ban on price gauging on food.
Which was so bad, even CNN slammed her over it.
It also would be very bad for markets. We've seen this kind of thing tried in lots of other countries before. Venezuela, Argentina, the Soviet Union, etc. It leads to shortages. It leads to black markets.
The Washington Post even labeled it as a gimmick, as pretty much everybody called out how badly government-mandated pricing would be for Americans. But let's be clear, Kamala's always been a communist.
It has to be about a goal of saying everybody should end up in the same place, and since we didn't start in the same place, some folks might need more. Equitable distribution.
Stating the government should steal private companies' property.
I will snatch their patent so that we will take over. And yes, we can do that. Yes, we can do that. Yes, we can do that. The question is, do you have the will to do it? I have the will to do it.
To which Trump gave Harris her new nickname.
After causing catastrophic inflation, Comrade Kamala announced that she wants to institute socialist price controls. You saw that. Never worked before. Never, ever worked.
So Comrade Kamala for her communist vision for the country, Chameleon Harris for her Netflix levels of race swapping, or the aspiring cackler-in-chief, none of those nicknames really matter when the name they're most offended by is Kamala. Is that the correct pronunciation? I don't know, and honestly I don't respect her enough to learn it. I don't say most English words correctly, and for the Party of Diversity and Inclusion to not respect my very clearly Asian accent, I is offended. Because they should embrace the unintelligent, as this is literally what she campaigns on.
A loaf of bread cost 50% more today than it did before the pandemic. Ground beef is up almost 50%.
As Trump also campaigns on the skyrocketing prices under a Biden-Harris administration.
Every single thing is up. Eggs up 48%. Cookies up 27%. Look at what's going on. Butter up 31%. And this is just the beginning. It's a disaster.
As with 51% increases in gasoline, groceries being up 22%, and the same with rent, I have no idea how they got away with saying inflation was only 3-9%. And it's so bad that even CNN is calling out the Democrats.
Democrats have controlled the White House for 12 of the last 16 years. And for all of the talk about division and the problems in the country and people are hurting, Democrats have mostly controlled this country. That's still the glaring hole in this campaign that hasn't yet been solved at the convention. How do you explain all of the problems that will be solved by the person who is currently in there for the last 3.5 years who is supposed to already be working on solving it?
Which is this bizarre scenario that you can see in almost every Democrat speech. Bidenomics is great, look how successful our policies are, and in the very next sentence, we are going to fix that same economy. So which is it? Are we doing great and we should vote for you again? Or are you doing terrible, which also means we should vote for you again? Because let's be clear, Kamala's running on taking on the establishment, despite not receiving a single vote from the people, but being installed by the establishment. As even Bernie Sanders calls him out.
Billionaires in both parties should not be able to buy elections, including primary elections.
And Cuomo also notices the hypocrisy.
A big theme here at the DNC
is that they're going to go after corporate gouging. And they're going to go after corporations. Look at the ring of suites. Those suites start at 500 grand. You think there's like a teacher group up in there? Those boxes are filled with the same people that they say they're going to regulate. They are literally looking down on the faithful.
As when Kamala has a regular rally without a rap performance, it's literally mainly members of the media with maybe 100 actual attendees. And where are the traditional voters the Democrats court? Marching in the street outside the DNC against Kamala Harris. Again, receiving resupplies by U-Hauls that somebody's paying for. As they break down their fences, marching right towards the DNC, where the Chicago police had to shut down the entire street, and the next day they had to build 3 layers of fences to secure the perimeter. Well, the party that fights against walls in 2A, they certainly use both of them against Americans quite frequently. So it's almost like they know both of them are essential for safety, they just want to reserve safety for themselves. And I would say voters that know all this and still support them are foolish, but it actually seems a large portion of their base is openly against Kamala running for president. It's just the establishment's portrayal of Kamala that makes you think she's this popular figure running on joy alongside low testosterone men, quietly omitting the fact that at the DNC, there were probably more voters marching against the Democrats outside than were inside the convention. And it would be hard to believe that the media would deceive their viewers until you remember for the last 3 years, they also hid how badly Biden's brain had become, until the moment they decided they were going to swap him out for Kamala. So we share memes like this, not to shame anybody's appearance, as everybody looks worse without studio lighting and likely Photoshop, but to illustrate the stark difference between how they want to portray Kamala's campaign versus the reality of how horribly she looks just beyond the media's carefully curated portrayal of her. So if you appreciate my concise, lighthearted commentary on the tragic status that is today's reality, hopefully I've earned your subscription, then go check out the video on how the media tried to attack Trump to his face and accidentally ended up proving him right.